This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. When veterans around the country gather for parades and memorials this weekend, there are sure to be some great war stories told. But you might want to be careful what you believe. Some who brag about military service are not vets at all. They're wannabes who have never been in the military. From High Plains Public Radio in Garden City, Kansas, Andrew Mahoney reports.
1 year ago this Veterans Day, then-President Bill Clinton signed an order allowing veterans to tell their stories directly to the Library of Congress. There are millions of war veterans still alive in the U.S., and many have spellbinding true stories to tell. The problem is, there are also imposters, people who either exaggerate or completely fabricate tales of their military service. Tommy was one of those.
I don't know if it comes from low self-esteem or an ego, or it definitely comes from trying to be something you're not.
Tommy, not his real name, is a mid-30s father of three living in Kansas. An average, likable guy, but for years he spun long yarns about his time as an elite Army sniper. As far as his closest friends and coworkers knew, it was all true. But in fact, Tommy now says it was an elaborate lie.
You know, you see it in the media, you read books, for some reason that information sticks with me. And for some reason I am drawn to that type of life, and I just so want to be a part of it that, you know, I'm willing to potentially risk my career and risk my friendships by lying about a military career.
A career he never had. The details in the media, coupled with his desire for an heroic self-image, made it easy for Tommy to perpetuate the lie and blend in with real servicemen. Now, Tommy admits that he washed out of basic training at Fort Knox, Kentucky. It was a tiny detail about eligibility for VA benefits that eventually aroused suspicions. Just a few weeks ago, when friends compared notes and confronted Tommy, he recanted and apologized. The usual Friday crowd at American Legion Post 9 in Garden City, Kansas, all know one another's war stories by heart. Chuck Weston is a 56-year-old welder who served on an LC boat as a so-called river rat in Vietnam. He says most real vets can spot fakes after only a few minutes.
But I run into a lot of wannabes, and a lot of guys will tell you, well, I was over there for two tours. And the only way he's over for two tours if he volunteered for two tours. Anybody that stayed for two tours, in my opinion, was wacko. I did one, and I was happy with that. Let me go home.
The phenomenon of the phony veteran goes beyond the barroom Rambo, though. In researching his book, Stolen Valor, B.G. Burkett set out to learn why there are so many negative stereotypes about Vietnam vets. Checking out the records of alleged homeless vets, he found that many were not veterans at all. Burkett says the image of the down-and-out veteran began with detective shows in the 70s, and it spread from there.
The media picked up on that. I mean, they had a stereotypical person in mind when you use the phrase Vietnam veteran. CBS did a documentary about six post-traumatic stress Vietnam veterans, and they ballyhooed it as the return of the documentary to the premier network in America. I got the military records of the individuals in that program, and five out of the six had just completely lied through their teeth.
Some phony veterans go so far as to try to join elite military alumni groups or even apply for veterans benefits from the government. Tom Pamprin is assistant director of the Veterans Administration Compensation and Pension Service. Pamprin says the VA works hard to prevent fraud, but he's well aware that there are imposters trying to abuse the system.
For example, we know that a few weeks ago there was one individual who was selling blank DD-214s on eBay.
That's the form every discharged service member uses to prove their time in the military. There are several websites dedicated to shaming fake Navy SEALs, Green Berets, and wannabes of every stripe. Gary Lackis checks records for the Marine Corps Scout Sniper Association in San Diego. He says that when he learns someone is lying about their past, he posts their name online.
Well, being exposed and publicly humiliated seems to work for a lot of these phonies that are out there. Once they've been exposed, they generally clam up and disappear.
As a new generation of real heroes is now in the limelight, they'll no doubt have genuine and fascinating stories to tell. But with perceptions of patriotism and honor at a premium lately, it's also possible that another round of phony veterans will be right behind them. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Mahoney in Garden City, Kansas.